Welcoming you all to Intellectual Discussions, where we will be talking about how has the COVID affected your relationships and your state of mind, and also if you had a job and you've lost your job, what efforts have you done to secure another one? If you could all introduce yourself, so starting with you, Derek, what do you do?
Hi everyone, my name's Derek Grant. I used to live in London, well, right by Trevor, actually, to be fair. And with work commitments, I moved around the country doing different work abroad and at home, and I ended up selling my house, which is another story, and managed to find somewhere out in Bristol to live. So I'm actually out in Weston-super-Mare now for my sins. That's me, really. I'm self-employed, do IT for a living. That's me, really.
Okay. David, you... Yo. Tell me all about you, man. What do you do? What do you do? Who are you?
My name's David. I'm in construction equipment hire. I left sunny South London many moons ago, went to Hertfordshire, and now live in Kettering in Northamptonshire, and I can't say I've regretted it for a single second. Yeah, and yeah, that's me.
Okay, cool. Maria, tell me about yourself.
Hi, my name is Marie. I prefer to be called Marcia, though. My full name is Marcia Marie. I prefer to be called Marcia. I'm a qualified psychiatric nurse. I'm a football agent. I'm a lawyer. I got it all going. I'm from Liverpool. I'm all over the place. Let's just put it that way. That Derek said, that's me.
Fair enough. So I'll start with Derek. So how has the COVID affected your relationship and your state of mind?
Well, I suppose it was strange at first, because I suppose when the lockdown first kicked in, it was a question of, oh yeah, when I first heard about COVID, it was like, oh, it's in China, it's cool, man, I can still do what I'm doing. And then it started to get more involved around Europe, and then when it hit the UK, I was thinking, oh, it'll clear up in 2 weeks. And then the more and more I kept watching the news, and the more and more deaths were kicking in, it was lockdown. So it was strange. Obviously, you couldn't go out anywhere, like everyone. You had to stay in. You're only allowed to go out for a short period of time. And it did affect me, because I just finished a contract and I was about to get another one. Because of lockdown, they weren't hiring anyone. Relationship-wise, it was just, you couldn't go anywhere. You weren't allowed to go anywhere. So just loads of phone calls, video connections to people, trying to stay in touch. And it was hard, because I live on my own anyway. Going out for walks was strange, because everyone, you know, you saw someone coming on the opposite direction, people kind of like moved out of the way, because obviously everyone was scared. So yeah, it did affect me, really, and a lot of friends kind of like disappeared. And one thing what really got me, I suppose, you know, you have true friends, because in lockdown, certain people weren't communicating. When you have certain people who had your back, it weren't so, because you never got a text to say, how are you? Are you okay? And so I kind of like narrowed down a few people now to say, okay, it's like that, is it? So, you know who your true friends are when times are down. But like I said, we all struggled through it, a couple of lockdowns. And even now, we're kind of like free again now. But on the horizon, you start thinking to yourself, yeah, it's going to happen again. You know, so it has affected relationships, and you know who your friends are now, because a little simple text to say, hello, how are you? That means a lot. That's how it affected me in terms of knowing who your real friends are, basically. That's me.
No, I could agree with that. Maria, has it affected you?
In general, it started with my work. It was so hard because the pandemic just brought the football world to a standstill. I've got footballers that I was in talk with clubs with, that they wanted to sign them, and now they don't know what's happening. Nobody knows what's happening. Everything just came like to a standstill. So it affected my job, because I quit all my other jobs. I wasn't doing the nursing. I wasn't doing any filing in the courts and that. So I stopped all that, concentrating with the football, because that's my company. And then that comes to a standstill. And the other bit was with the lockdown, I couldn't see anyone. I'm someone that I'm not very good on my own. I need people around me. I need to talk to people, not physically around me, but I always need to talk to people, and that I'm people's people. And everybody was going through their own stuff. It's so hard to talk to people, and everybody was so confused. Nobody knows what's happening in their life. And people are losing their businesses, their jobs, and losing money. It was hard. It was hard. It affected me in all those ways. I ended up spending like 8 months in London, which I don't like because I hate London so much. Not anymore. I don't hate London. I think. Let me just put it this way. I've adopted. I'm liking London now. But yeah, those days it was really, really hard because all my friends were back in Liverpool, and it was really hard. It was really hard, and it does affect it. It was hard.
Okay, David, how about yourself?
Yo, you know what? I think I was quite fortunate. In all honesty, I wasn't sure how things were gonna pan out when it all kind of kicked off and lockdown ensued. You know, my missus, she's self-employed, she works from home, so I ended up working from home full-time, and you know, it worked for us. It got on really well. I enjoyed actually just working from home and not having to go into the office and deal with certain individuals. So on that aspect, it was really positive for me, to the point now where we're being told that we're gonna have to go back into the office for like every other week as of later on this month, and I'm actually dreading it. So
is that every day that we need to go in, or is it like
like every other week? It's every other
I mean
week.
I know you said every other week, but I mean within that week
so I mean, you know, it's well, I guess it's just a case of trying to get used to it again, but the whole lockdown thing has been pretty positive in that respect in terms of work. So yeah, I can't really complain in all honesty. And I think it's kind of, I don't know, man, I think it's worked out well in terms of me and the missus and marriage and stuff like that, you know, because we get on really well anyway, we're quite close. So we're not one of these couples that had like daily arguments and got under each other's skin and all that type of stuff. It just worked out well in that respect. So I can't really complain, you know?
I mean, I have to say, for me, when we were told that that we would have to work from home, I mean, I was against it. I like to socialize. I like to get on that train, meet people, see new restaurants or see new shops that's open. And, you know, I'd be able to, if I want to go out somewhere, I'd know where to go because I know they're, you know, I know where they are. And to be told that you'd be working from home, that did kind of affect me. But then to be put on lockdown, I mean, for me, it was like, as I said to people, it's like being in prison, but technically you're not because you're given a key to open the door, but you're not allowed to go anywhere at all. Because as the government was saying, it's all about saving lives. And if you were selfish enough to go out, you could either put someone else, you know, in a critical way, giving them COVID, or getting it yourself. So yeah, it did affect me. It did affect my state of mind big time. Definitely the first probably maybe two, three months, because it's not something that I've actually had to deal with. You know, you're put in a situation where you had to deal with your demons, as it were, because it's just you. You know, there isn't anyone else you could sort of like communicate with. And as Derek had kindly pointed out, that you know, you do find out who your friends are, because if no one's sending you a message or any form of communication to see how you're doing, then you kind of wonder, you know, this is a pandemic that's affecting the world, you know, people are dying, and yet none of your friends are contacting you. Yeah, you have to question, were they actually your friends? But yeah, but that's how it affected me. I never lost my job, so I was okay, although it did kind of affect things in terms of our pay and how we get paid, but that's sort of like a chain reaction that's affected everyone. But yeah, that's how it was for me. So going back to David, you said that your relationship was strong. Well, I'm assuming you said it was stronger than ever. So what is it that you have that we all need to know about?
Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
Hold on, what? Listen, rephrase that. Say that again.
Let's put it this way. There is a lot of people out there that did make it, bro. They didn't make it. Now, some people got married and got divorced in the spaces of what? Months. You know what I mean?
Okay. I think it all boils down to, like, one, you have to know yourself, you have to know your partner, you have to be in a strong relationship. You know, I had many conversations with different people about this, and it's like, I'm sure all of us probably know couples who we don't feel should be together. you know, that's an issue in itself. So of course, if you're going to have a extreme set of circumstances that such as COVID and lockdowns and things, then that's only going to bring the worst parts of your relationship to the fore, right? So obviously those are going to be the first people that fall off in terms of relationships. So if you know each other, you're a grad couple, you know who each other are, I think if you're meant to be together, then you're going to get through these kind of situations. But you know, obviously if you're not, then you're not. But there's no secret really on anything like that. It's just a case of like you coupling right.
But in all honesty, we all appreciate what you said, man, but we want to know how you did it. We want to know what you did, man. You know what I mean? Obviously,
what do you mean? I didn't do anything out of the ordinary, bruv. Like there isn't no magic formula. I didn't like click a finger and say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. We're meant to be together. We like spending a lot of time together. So okay, for us to be in this situation, lockdown, it wasn't any different. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
There was no change.
Fair enough.
But again, I think the main thing is...
You got the one. I see what you're saying. You keep it as soul partner.
And then any kind of adversity, you will work through it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That means, you know, that's not to say that everything's going to be hunky dory all the time. There's always going to be a minor disagreement here and there or whatever. But ultimately, if you two are meant to be together and you guys are a match, then you will get through most situations.
Yeah, that's nice. I respect that. I really like the sound of that. It's brilliant. Well done.
Oh, definitely, man. Definitely. And how long have you been married for?
Well, you know, you were at the wedding.
But I didn't get married, bro. It's you. So I'm asking you that. I'm asking you about your life, bro.
Married in 2012, bro.
No, so how long have you been married?
I hope that's right. You do the math, bro. Come on, work it out.
Why, bitch?
So David, she has an assistant.
Wow. Okay. No, fair enough. That's good to hear. So, any advice you want to give out to any of us, you know, for when we get married?
Don't cry at your wedding, bro. I shed a couple of tears at mine, man, and T never lets me live it down, bro. So yeah, that's my only word of advice.
I mean, it's that kind of occasion where all your friends and family around you, and then I look tear in my eye, though. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but exactly though. But the emotion, man, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, right? It's the emotion. I go with that. Yeah,
and you know, Trevor one day will experience that, so you know, we'll
you will. I can't wait for that day, man.
But I'm telling you now, man, when I get married, and it will happen some point, I'm sure, I ain't crying at my wedding, man. That's just not gonna happen. I tell you that now. I'm not gonna cry at my wedding.
I left my Zoom lens on your face, man. Waited.
So, Miss Lady, you've been quiet in the background, man. Do you have any wise words for us men? Because in relationships, it's clear to say that women have their own sidelines of how they see things in a relationship, and men have their own way of how they see things in a relationship. What sort of advice would you give us? I mean, obviously, David's been doing quite successful as of the 14th of the 10th, 2021, but things could always go wrong. So would you like to give David any words of wisdom?
But Trevor, you like to ask deep questions, man.
I've asked everyone else. I'm there
make it easy. Make it simple. Make it easy.
Make it
easy. What do you want me to tell David? Make it easy. Make it easy. I'll advise him. Yeah.
Help David along to make his relationship, marriage even better.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I think the floor should be, this really should go out to the people that are single in this little forum that are possibly, you know, looking to start a relationship or have just started a relationship.
Okay, fair play. All right, so what advice would you give? In fact, what advice would you all give? I mean, you've all been married, I'm assuming, except for myself, obviously, so I can't really contribute in regards to this. But what advice would you give to people that are looking to get married or are married or their marriage is going through some shaky sort of ground? What advice would you give them so that they could sort of resolve any small potential issues that they may have?
I would say listening is a very important part of anything.
Communication.
Communication. Talking, listening, understanding. Not every day is going to be the same in terms of where you are. So, yeah, communication is key, I suppose. If you're up, you're up. You're down, you're down. But if you've got that synergy going, you get past anything. That's my perspective anyway.
Okay. Miss Lady, what about yourself?
I would say everything that Derek said, but I would throw in accommodating. We have to accommodate each other, each other's idea, each other's belief, each other's feeling. We have to accommodate. Mm. I'll throw that in. Derek have said it all. Yeah, you need to throw in that one as well. Once you accommodate each other with the communication, it makes everything smooth. It makes everything work easier.
Okay. No, fair play.
Yeah, you can learn about each other's mood swings, you know, certain times. You know, sometimes you don't have to even communicate. You just know. You get that sixth sense. All right. You probably go and get some flowers or buy a little present. It's just in spontaneous things. You just know. Could you get joined at a certain wavelength? You just know each other so well. You know when to back off and when to give space, when to comfort, when to give advice. Not belittling anyone. You're on an equal length. So you just make decisions together. For any situation, you just work as a team. That's the word.
I'd have to agree with Derek and Marcy on that. I think because, you know, in an ideal world, in utopia, we're all going to be like open and honest and stuff. But, you know, if we're being honest, then there are going to be times when we're going to be closed, guided and stuff. And sometimes it's being able to kind of see the body language and the unspoken things that might happen and being able to interpret them properly. So it goes to that point about being able to, you know each other. And, you know, there are going to be times when you need to kind of, you know, go back a bit. There's times we need to listen. There's times where you need to say certain things. And I guess, you know, if you've got a strong union, you know yourself, you know your partner, then you'll be able to navigate those kind of situations together, innit?
So would you say that's how you would sort of deal with any sort of issues that you had within your relationship, within your marriage? You know, like if you both had an argument, is that how you deal with it? Because, you know, you've got certain people out there that some people need to go for a walk, some people need to be in another room, you know, just I guess it's just so that if they're having a disagreement with their partner, they don't want to say things that they can't take back. So as I said, some people go for a walk, some people go into another room, some people don't say anything for maybe a day or two or a week. Some people like to thrash it out within that same evening so that they don't go to bed, because that's what I'm saying, don't go to bed you know, if you're angry. So is that how you would deal with things, or is there a different way to deal with
it? Right, so for me personally, I'm a true full-blooded Virgo, right? So I don't forget nothing. I hold beefs for a very long time. So on the rare occasion that me and my missus, for example, might have a bit of an issue or whatever, and I feel a bit heated about it, you know, I can't talk about it in that moment, because I know that if I start talking, I'll start running my mouth and I might say things that I know that I have to just hold it down, be quiet.
Yeah, and
just, and it looks, my missus, before she kind of like got to know my character in the early days, she thought I was just being moody, sulky and all that type of stuff. But over the years, she realises that I'm actually doing it for the benefit of both of us. So she knows that, you know, if things get heated, I go a little bit quiet. She just leaves me alone, because I'm trying to process and govern my own feelings. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to keep myself in check and keep myself on an even keel. And then once I get it out of my system, then I'm able to talk. And then, you know, we get through it like that. But, you know, it's her knowing me, because otherwise, you know, she could start running her mouth and keep me in that heightened, heated state. And that's no good for nobody, man, because that's when things pick off.
You're saying is that when you two have a disagreement, you give her the look, and then she realizes from that look to basically leave you alone. Yeah, is that what you're saying?
I think it's fair to say there is an element there of truth in that statement. Yes.
I like that, the look. I can go with that. That firm look to say what.
Well, this is it. So how did you deal with any of your sort of like issues that you may have had in your marriage? Did you do the same thing? Did you go for a walk, or did you thrash it out right there?
I'm a bit like David. Like when I was married to Deborah, we have a disagreement and I just go quiet, because I'm so vexed. But then I suppose after a while I'll calm down, and then we'll talk about it, and then I forget about it. But then at the same time, I think, okay, I mark it down in my head. All right, let's chalk it down. I think in any relationship, it's all about give and take.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a saying where you can create your brownie points through kind gestures, you know, flowers or a nice meal out, just being caring, anticipating the next move to help someone out. And I look at it as adding up brownie points, you know, along the way. And then you turn around and you have a laugh and a joke. Say, well, the bank's quite full now. My brownie points are full now. I might just cash them in. Look at the start. Yeah, but it's quite nice, that kind of bit of banter you have. Do you know what I mean? That kind of to-ing and fro. And then she might turn around and say, ooh, you lost a load of brownie points there, babe. I'm thinking, oh, so it's just a little, having that kind of playful banter to know where you are. If you're up, you're down, you're down, you're up. It's like a seesaw act. And I suppose it's always good in a way to listen. And half the time, is to agree to lots of things. But if you feel really strongly about it, make your feelings known, but it's justifiable. Mm. And that's where I would go, to be honest in that.
Oh, fair enough. What about you, Miss Lady? What advice would you give, and how do you sort of like handle a situation as David and Derek has given their opinions on?
Gosh, yeah, I've dealt with that lots of times. I'm different because you guys are talking like in a male perspective, you know?
Yeah.
I'll be talking in a female perspective. I don't like being ignored. I don't appreciate a man walking off when I'm trying to explain things. And I definitely don't care whether you're angry or not. You should sit your bum and we discuss it, not walking off. I don't appreciate that. If you walk off, I will walk off too. And you're not going to see me for days. That's how I deal with things. Mm. I believe if we have like an argument, I would respect you as the man. It doesn't matter where it comes from. Most of the time, it will maybe probably come from me, like me asking questions and that. And I'll appreciate you to understand that I'm not happy about things and I brought it out. And I appreciate you to sit down and listen to me and we sort it out. The fact that you get angry and you want to walk off and that, I don't take that. Now, what I'm trying to say is there should be a balance to it. When there's an issue, it comes from someone. Mm-hmm. The other person has to back down and listen. Whoever brought the issue has the upper hand. In my case, that's how I always say it. Whoever brought an issue has the upper hand. The other person has to sit down and listen, and you just kind of like balance things and work it out. No walking out, no going into the next bedroom, no going for a walk, nothing. Sort it out. Then after that, you go for a walk. Take a breather, and then we take it from there. If you want to go and stay in a hotel for a week, that's fine with me. At least we sort it out.
In an ideal world, I hear what you're saying, but I think reality is going to be a little bit different. I don't agree with this whole upper hand business. I know if someone's got an issue or whatever, then that's fair enough. I don't see it as like someone having an upper hand. I don't see it like that because, you know, we're all equals and it should all be kind of like an even field in that respect. But I think if someone has an issue, depending on the circumstances though, because, you know, there are people that often are going to go off on a tangent and they're not necessarily right. So they're caught up in their feelings and they feel a way about it. And they might feel like they have the upper hand, if you want to use that phrase, when in fact they don't. So I think the reality is that you've got to be open and honest with yourselves, know each other's feelings and stuff. And if you really want to sort something out, you've got to.
I was never married to a black man. I was married to a white man, and I'm a female here in the group. And for me, that's how I deal with things.